It's Thursday, December 26th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. State Department's list of the most serious religious freedom violators last week. The countries of particular concern include Myanmar, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. Nigeria made it onto the department's next tier down special watch list for the first time because of the slaughter of thousands of Christians by Muslim militants in the West African country. Notably, the African and Muslim majority country of Sudan moved off the countries of particular concern list to the special watch list. This follows the overthrow of 30-year dictator Omar al-Bashir and the establishment of a civilian-led transitional government. They have stopped bulldozing church buildings and redesignated Christmas as a national holiday. Isaiah 14 verses 4 and 5 says, "How the oppressor has ceased, the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked." UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed his nation in a Christmas message this week, acknowledging Christmas Day was, quote, "first and foremost, a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. It is a day of inestimable importance to billions of Christians the world over," end quote. Johnson also called on people to remember the plight of persecuted Christians on Christmas Day, reports The Guardian.
"Today of all days, I want us to remember those Christians around the world who are facing persecution. For them, Christmas Day will be marked in private, in secret, perhaps even in a prison cell. As Prime Minister, that's something I want to change. We stand with Christians everywhere in solidarity, and we'll defend your right to practice your faith."
Cuba appointed its current tourism minister, Manuel Marrero Cruz, to be its first prime minister in over 40 years since revolutionary leader Fidel Castro cut the position in 1976. The country's new constitution this year included the position again. Critics question the change as the Cuban Communist Party and the military remain in power. As 2019 comes to a close and after 3 years in office, President Donald Trump has installed 187 judges to the federal bench, with 13 appointed last week. Trump has appointed 1 in 4 judges to the circuit courts, which are second only to the Supreme Court. When he began his presidency, only 4 out of 13 of the U.S. appeals courts had a Republican majority. Now 7 of the 13 do, as 3 were flipped from Democratic to Republican this year. On Monday, an Indiana county affirmed protection of human life in the womb, joining more and more local governments across America. The Kosciuszko County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously for a resolution stating that the unborn babies have a right to life. The resolution also encourages community support for families in need through pregnancy and parenting resources and adoption. You can send the commissioners a quick email of encouragement through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Other Indiana jurisdictions that have passed similar pro-life resolutions this year include Allen County and the cities of Huntertown, Woodburn, and New Haven. Magnetic North is apparently on the run. Over the past 40 years, the direction our compasses point has been moving by an average of 30 miles per year in the direction of Siberia. Sharon Bagan, a scientist from the British Geological Survey, told Business Insider, quote, "Magnetic North has spent the last 350 years wandering around the same part of Canada. But since the 1980s, the rate it was moving jumped from 6.2 miles per year to 31 miles, end quote. The Earth's geographic North Pole does not change, but the magnetic pole moves due to magnetic changes in the Earth's core. Psalm 89, verses 11 and 12 says, "The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them." And finally, a South Carolina man in hospice care, who is battling cancer, had his final wish fulfilled last Thursday. He was baptized, reports WYFF. When Janice Grinstaff was a working man, he served in the Navy and was employed as a former air traffic controller.
"I've always loved Jesus."
His son Jim said, quote, he's always read the Bible, but he had never been baptized. He wanted to show he believed more than anything else, end quote.
It was really good.
Hallelujah. Amen.
200,000 people have seen the video of Grinstaff getting baptized.
If I reach one person, it's a great deal.
In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, December 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.